B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is it? What the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for sound off. 610-771-9705 is the sound off line. By the way, Cousins Corner follows this program tonight. And the Sixers and Blazers don't play till 8 o'clock tonight. So we'll tell you what we have going up against that. Anyway, here we go with Sound Off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I need a ruling on something, Mike. So I go to the supermarket today, a real quick trip, gearing up to get out the car, and someone parks across from me. It's a guy in a pickup truck, and he's smoking what looks like a brand new cigar. The gentleman proceeds to bend down, put the cigar on the running board of his truck, and goes into the store. I couldn't believe it. But I went about my business and was back at the store in 5 minutes. And on this sixth minute, here comes Bogey. Doesn't miss a beat. Picks up the cigar and begins puffing on it. Now, is this a pandemic violation, Mike?
It is not a violation, but it is really not respecting the cigar. Because if you drop a cigar for 6 minutes, you know, now you don't get the flow going. And in the cold weather, it might shut down that cigar. Then you got all that grunge to relight it. So I got to know what this guy... It might have been a good cigar where you still got the smooth flow. I guess the man knows his cigars, and he thought it wouldn't shut down in 6 minutes. Not a violation. Put it on the running board.
But what if somebody, well, I think he meant because somebody could come by and touch it or do something to it.
Well, it's outdoors. It's just sitting there. It's just like you're on a golf course. Yeah, you know, you lay it on the...
Yeah, but nobody's going to do something to it. I think he's saying, like, what if somebody...
Is it
like,
a violation to who?
Put it
it's
on
a violation for the guy to not respecting the cigar. However, he's got a lot of cigar left. What's he going to do?
Yeah, he didn't want to waste it.
Nope.
So, Mike, I see that Malik Monk seems to have found his game the last 5 or 6 games down there in Charlotte. I would rather get a Malik Monk, more athletic, play a little bit more defense, and he's only 22 years old, as opposed to getting J.J. Redick. And I believe Monk doesn't make that much money. Now, I don't know how you would get him. Would it be a package of picks? Or maybe you have to throw Maxey or Thybulle in the deal? But, you know, I would like to add a guy like Malik Monk.
Well, you are, like, I think, overvaluing Malik Monk because you remember him being a lottery pick. First of all, he's not a defender at all. He's not that athletic. I mean, he'll occasionally get to the rim and dunk, and you'll see that on a highlight. No, that's not an upgrade over J.J. Redick.
Curse! I'm sorry, my son. You suck at playing football. Please stick to your foundation and give away as much charitable money as you can. I have heard you have a cool $100 million. God bless. See you at church on Sunday.
Yeah, that is totally inappropriate, man. Trying to get turn the guy's faith against him?
And there's been a lot of people doing that.
Come on.
They've been using that against him as
well. The guy alone. He's got faith. He's got a nice foundation. He shouldn't be criticized for that.
Oh, Mike, you took me back with that Johann Musk commercial. I remember years ago when it would be on, like, second period intermission of a West Coast Flyers game, and that commercial would come on, and it would always have the local narrator guy at the end, so it would be like this, Johann Musk.
Yes.
Available at Macy's.
Exactly. And I got to be honest with you, the Musk fragrance really worked back in the day.
Is that why you got into perfume for a minute, Mike?
What do you mean?
I mean, when you were perfumes men.
No.
No?
I just needed a job. That's what got me into that.
I don't know.
I was out of work for 7 weeks. No, it has nothing to do with me loving perfume. I'm just saying, the Musk cologne went a long way with me on a young lass.
Yeah,
Yeah, Mike, I totally disagree with your take on Carson. Oh, he can never recover here. Bull crap. We're paying you $100 million. You know how you can fix things, Carson? Play well. Knock our socks off.
All right, let's go. Yeah, let's go macho now. I tell you what, let's go all get out in the street and we'll flex our muscles.
Carson, let's go. Accept the challenge.
Doesn't work like that. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic Same Day Joint Replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your sound dog gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.